from your perspective as being in the industry, Louisiana in the grand scheme of, you know, versus L.A. versus New York when it comes to places to shoot films or just the whole idea of where the business is kind of going? You know, is it leaving L.A.? Is it going, if it's staying in L.A.? What do you see?
You know, I remember when I was, I did a TGI Fridays commercial my senior year of college, which is, I was going to North Texas, which is what gave me the money to move out to Los Angeles. And I remember someone, like a boom operator or something, goes, "Oh, LA's dead. You don't want to go to LA. You just stay here in Dallas. Blah, blah, blah. We got Walker, Texas Ranger." And I was like, well, that's great that you have one television show, but I think there's a lot more work out there. So I think people have been saying for years that LA is dead. LA is never going to die because the infrastructure is there. And that's the thing. When you start building infrastructure, such as the studios that we have here, I mean, I just was over visiting the studio where they're building all the set for Salem, the new series that's coming in. When you have the infrastructure and you have the talent pool, not just with the actors, but, you know, crew people and caterers and seamstresses, build it and they will come, essentially. Detroit did the same thing. I have a charity called Mittens for Detroit that I started when I was on location there. And there's a huge center up in Pontiac, and that's where they filmed Oz, and that's where they're about to start filming Superman and Batman, or Batman and Superman. I don't know who's got top billing these days.
Right.
But, you know, so I think that there's, you know, in New York right now, because they have a wonderful tax credit and they also have the infrastructure, there's 23 television shows shooting in New York right now. I love living in New York because, A, I don't have to, you know, depend on free gas Fridays, but also because, you know, there's so much work to be had there. Even, you know, Mike Doyle, who's the star of The Last Word, you know, people will remember him from being on Law & Order for SVU for many, many years. He just got finished doing Jersey Boys with Clint Eastwood like 3 days before. I know, I'm like, you came from working with Clint Eastwood and now you get to work. I get to work with you. I don't want to say you get to work with me.
Right.
So I think that Louisiana is doing a great job by bringing people here and saying, hey, we have not only the talent pool, we also have the space, and we also have really interesting landscape for people. You know, there's only so many stories that can be told in Los Angeles and New York. And then you come to Louisiana and you look around and you go, wow, so much of our story is already here that you can really take advantage of that. And being originally from Louisiana, I think it's fantastic. I think it's really wonderful. There's enough wealth in Hollywood to go around. So, you know, let's spread out a little bit. And it gives people like me an opportunity to see more of the world. I mean, I know plenty of actors who come down to Louisiana who've never been here before, and they come here to shoot and they fall in love with the state. It's really wonderful. It's exciting. And it's great that it gives people in an area of the country. I mean, when I was growing up, the idea of moving to Hollywood and being an actress, like, oh, really? Why don't you just, you know, grow a tail out of your butt and some wings and, you know, flapped. It was just ridiculous. Like, who does that? Nobody does. So to be able to make the dream of Hollywood that so many young people have seem a little more accessible by having it right in your backyard, I think it's wonderful. It's exciting. And it gives people a greater opportunity to say, hey, maybe there's something else I can do other than just what everybody else is doing with their lives. I mean, growing up in Huntsville is like, oh, okay, well, I can go work at the prison. Or I can go work at the college.
Or
I can go to Los Angeles. I can go to Hollywood and be an actress. So that was not an option for me. But hopefully, I like to think, you know, that by being from a small town, you know, I just think just because you're from a small town doesn't mean you can't have big dreams. So hopefully, if one little girl or one little boy is listening and says, hey, I never thought about that, but she sounds just like me, or like she was just like me, so maybe I can do that too, then great, it's worth it.
We're chatting with actress Erin Cummings. Can you hang around just a little bit longer?
Sure.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Keely's time is 8:33.